The report notes a sharp drop in the number of casualties from violent, high-visibility attacks by militias or criminal gangs in Iraq. But it says the problem has not gone away, and certain categories of people remain particularly vulnerable. For example, the report notes the targeted killings of professionals, including journalists, educators, doctors, judges, and lawyers, has continued. It says many criminal abductions for ransom occurred during the first 6 months of this year. Human rights investigators find politicians, security officials, policemen, and members of pro-government militias also are frequently attacked and assassinated by armed groups. UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville says religious and other minorities continue to be the victims of targeted violence, threats, and assassination. He says their property and cultural sites often are destroyed.
The report highlights the situation of detainees across the country, including in the Iraqi Kurdistan region. Many detainees have been deprived of their liberty for months or even years, often under harsh physical conditions, without access to defense counsel, and without being formally charged with any crime. Continuing widespread ill-treatment and torture of detainees by Iraqi law enforcement authorities, and continuing impunity of current and past human rights abuses constitute severe breaches of international human rights obligations and remain of major concern.
Colville says the plight of women across Iraq is of great concern. He says urgent measures are needed to combat violence against women, in particular so-called honor killings. He says the killings by the relatives of women who supposedly dishonored their families is widely reported from the Iraqi Kurdistan region. The report also addresses the conduct of security operations in Basra and Sadr City by the Iraqi and the multinational forces in Iraq between March and May. It says heavy fighting in densely populated urban areas where militia members positioned themselves resulted in hundreds of civilian deaths and injuries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.